I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey, guys! Thanks for coming back. Jason Lee reunites with his My Name is Earl creator, Greg Garcia, when he guest stars on tonight's episode of Raising Hope. He plays an obnoxious rock star who we first see in the 80s and in present day. I talked to Jason in a conference call where I asked him about his advice to actors, working with Greg Garcia, and his voiceover career.
Was Memphis Beat a preparation for this role for you?
Maybe it was. You know, I was comfortable as Smokey on stage in the episode, so maybe all those episodes of performing in Memphis Beat prepared me. But certainly two totally different characters, one likable and the other one just an idiot.
You know, we know that you love comedy. What was it that drew you to Raising Hope for this role?
Well, certainly Memphis Beat has been a little bit more dramatic, and it was nice to kind of go from that and put a wig on and some makeup and just act kind of a mess. And, you know, it was sort of a reunion because a lot of the crew, they, you know, on Raising Hope came from Earl. And it was just amazing to kind of just be done with Memphis Beat for a bit and reunite with Greg Garcia and a lot of the writers and crew members and just go and have fun and improvise and just kind of goof off. And, you know, it was like kind of going back to camp and getting to play and have fun for a few days. It was really, really, really fun.
You know, you're with one of the funniest cast or group of people, including Cloris. What do you make of your castmates and Cloris in particular?
They are all extremely talented, and I was, it was weird to get, you know, the thing that I can say the most is just how strange it was to go to a set that felt like I was on the set of Earl, because so many of the crew members, the same, Greg Garcia was there, everything, but it wasn't my show, it was very strange, and I'm looking around, I'm looking at the actors, and it was their own well-oiled machine, it was sort of their own kind of time to have a show that felt very much like Earl, in that everybody got along. It was just good, solid people, really talented actors. Everybody was very lighthearted and genuinely just having a great time on set, and it made me miss Earl a lot. Just really talented people, and, you know, Lucas S., the main kid, it's his first gig, and he was very humbled by it, and, you know, I just got a really good vibe. Greg surrounds himself with really good people, and I think, no pun intended, but I think Raising Hope has a lot of good karma.
So you talked about the good vibe you felt from going on the set of Raising Hope. Do you see yourself then wanting to get more into doing these half-hour comedies more in the future?
It made me miss what I had on Earl, you know, which was a very hectic schedule, and, you know, it was a lot of work. Being away from it, you know, you miss things when you don't have them anymore, certainly, you know. And coming back and seeing all these people, Greg Garcia, and seeing all these Earl memorabilia in his office and this new world that he's created, but, you know, that very feels very much like Earl. It's got the same kind of heart to it, and it certainly made me miss it in a big, big way. And I said to Greg, you know, if you do this again, I want back in. I would do it again, yeah.
I've done quite a bit of voice work, especially in, like, The Incredibles, Monster House, and in the upcoming Noah's Ark. Is there something about voice work that appeals to you in a different way than acting, as, you know, in front of a camera, to say?
Sure. You know, it's very different because you don't have your body to work with, at least on camera, to help convey whatever you're trying to express, to say, to show. You just have your voice. So that's something that was very interesting to me when I first started doing it with The Incredibles, because so much was dependent upon my voice and expressing everything just with the use of my voice. And it was kind of a challenge, you know. It was, with acting, you get to use your body and facial expressions and whatnot. But with voice, again, it's like I had to be louder, I had to put more emotion into the voice. and that alone, and that was challenging. And I like that side of acting very much.
How did you meet Ray Garcia exactly?
From My Name Is Earl. You know, I had a meeting with him. Apparently, he had wanted me for the role of Earl, and I met with he and Mark Buckland, who directed the pilot episode. And we just made it work. We got together, and we made, you know, a pretty darn good show, I think. And
if you had to pick your most memorable character you've played, would you choose Smokey Floyd? Would you go the quote-unquote Joe Cole route from your Sonic Youth video? Or my all-time personal fave, Brody Bruce?
Ooh,
yeah, I have old school with the Sonic Youth video, because that's one of my faves.
Yeah, that's pretty badass, I gotta say. I mean, that was like my first glimpse of the acting world. Yeah, I mean, you know, I got to play dead, and I thought I was just awesome, you know. But clearly it was fairly easy work, apparently, to just lay down and play dead. But I was certainly excited that from that point on about the idea of pursuing acting and what would it be like to do more than just lie down and play dead. You know, what would it be like to say lines and things like that? So I think that sort of planted a seed for me.
You pretty much do everything. Do you have a preference, you know, sitcoms, film, you know, voiceover?
No, I don't know that I do have a preference, because just when I think, you know, exploring Memphis Beat, you know, which we still have, you know, more work to do, you know, we have quite a bit more work to do on that show in terms of fine-tuning it and whatnot. It's been a lot of fun. Just when I think that's a nice approach to be that different from anything else I've done, having you know, playing this part on Raising Hope reminds me, oh yeah, comedy is absolutely the best thing. And so I'm always back and forth, and I think that's the fun of it. I think if you keep it mixed up, you don't get tired of doing one thing.
What's your advice to actors?
Oh, I always tell people to certainly do what you feel you want to do versus what people are saying you should do. That helped me. I mean, I was absolutely a nobody. I didn't know anything about acting, but I really liked the idea of being in movies, and that's what I pursued. You know, I didn't sort of go with the standard doing commercials and then working my way up to TV, and then eventually, if I was lucky, working my way into movies. I kind of just dove head first into it and took the risk. And as a result, you know, I was sort of rewarded with kind of a great opportunity to work with Kevin Smith, and that sort of built from there. So I always say, just do what you feel you want to do, and try not to listen to too many people.
Now, when you first read the script, what were your thoughts about Smokey Floyd, and did they change when you got to really bring him to life in those fancy clothes and makeup?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was just I hadn't read the script, and Greg Garcia said, you know, he's this hair metal guy that, you know, comes back into Bert's life and, you know, in present day. And I said, I read the script, and I said, oh, great, this guy's a huge jerk. And the minute I put the clothes on, I just started walking around really arrogantly and just kind of being a huge jerk. It became kind of funny, and I gave the guy a little bit of a swagger, and I just made him just one of those completely full of himself, just ridiculously obnoxious people that you love to hate, and it was fun to play.
With My Name Is Earl off the air, and now you're doing Memphis Beat, and of course the spot on Raising Hope, are there any other projects that you're working on that we should be looking for in the future?
I will be filming Alvin 3 as of January. To the delight of my two children, they are just beside themselves with enthusiasm.
Thanks, Jason, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to dailyactor.com for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.